Within the three principal aspects of the path, renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness, we're now looking at the third of these, the correct view of emptiness. Try to understand how to practice the correct view of emptiness. And actually, we practice this at different levels. So as Venerable Geshe-la says in the book, he says, there are three different levels of the correct view of emptiness. According to Hinayana Sutras, according to Mahayana Sutras, and according to the Vajrayana, means Tantric. The most supreme of these is the correct view of emptiness that Buddha explained in the Vajrayana, in his Tantric teachings. So this is the most supreme view of emptiness. In Vajrayana, or Tantra, Buddha explained about the union of appearance and emptiness. So this is our subject for this session. We try to understand the union of appearance and emptiness. Venerable Geshe-la said, the wisdom realizing this union is the correct view of emptiness, which is Buddha's ultimate view. Though obviously, if we wish to attain enlightenment, however many steps we take, eventually we need to accomplish Buddha's ultimate view, to see the way things really are, exactly as Buddha himself sees them. To do that, then we need to train in the union of appearance and emptiness. Venerable Geshe-la says, the union of appearance and emptiness means that all phenomena, the appearance, and their emptiness are one object, not two objects. So this is the key. This will resolve all the questions that maybe have come up during the course of the preceding pages. All phenomena, so all phenomena we call appearance. What's appearing to mind? All phenomena. And so all phenomena, the union of appearance and emptiness, all phenomena, the appearance, and their emptiness are one object, not two objects. So whatever phenomenon we talk, external, internal, doesn't matter. Any phenomenon we can say is the same nature as its emptiness. Object itself and its emptiness are one object. Geshe-la says, for example, our body, the appearance, and its emptiness are one object, not two objects. So apply this to ourselves. While we're reading, just we can stop and think, okay, so my body and its emptiness, the emptiness of my body, are one object, not two. My body and the emptiness of my body. When we see our body, in truth, we see only the emptiness of our body, because the real nature of our body is its emptiness. This is true, of course, of any object. Our mind, any mental phenomenon, any physical phenomenon. The real nature of my body is emptiness. its emptiness. However, we do not understand this because of our ignorance. So let's be clear about this. Geshe says, when we see our body, in truth, we see only the emptiness of our body. How can we know that's true? Because emptiness of the body is the true nature of the body. Emptiness is the only thing that's true. Everything else is deceptive. And as Geshe explains elsewhere, if something exists, it must be true. If it's not true, how can we say it exists? So the emptiness of my body is its true nature, its real nature. The emptiness of my body exists. So other than that emptiness, nothing exists, because only emptiness is true. Only emptiness is real. So if something exists, it must be part of emptiness. It cannot be separate from emptiness. So if we think deeply, whenever I look at my body in truth, I am seeing the emptiness of my body. Because the real nature of my body is emptiness. However, we do not understand this because of our ignorance. So normally when I look at my body, we start with our body because it's kind of easy to understand the teaching based on our body, and then we transfer this understanding to, for example, our mind, to ourself. The same understanding applies. So I look at my body. What appears? Normally we see our body as something that exists from its own side. So we understand now what that means. Something exists from its own side, then it's inherently existent. It's as its own independent existence. That's what we normally see. When I see my body, I don't see something that is a dependent related phenomenon. I certainly don't see something that is dependent upon the mind looking at it. I see something that has its own independent mode of being. Exists from its own side, not from the side of the mind, but from its own side. So Geshe says, this is mistaken appearance from which all suffering and problems develop endlessly. It's really this simple. Buddha's diagnosis of our problems, Buddha's diagnosis of samsara, comes down to this subtle mistaken appearance. The body that we normally see, the body that appears to us to exist from its own side. This is a mistaken appearance from which all suffering and problems develop endlessly. We should know that there is no our body other than its emptiness. We should apply this knowledge to all other phenomena.